Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So a couple years ago, I was playing with my son, Benjamin. He was about 2 years old at the time, and we're playing, and all of a sudden he comes to me and says, "Dad, I'm thirsty." It's like, "All right, buddy, go find a cup." And to my surprise, he listens, and he runs off, and he finds himself a cup. So he comes back, and he's so excited about what he's found, because he has found the perfect cup for a little boy to drink out of. But there's a problem with this cup. Actually, there's six problems with this cup. There are six little holes on the bottom of the cup. So if you try to drink out of it, you're going to end up spilling in your lap, which doesn't look good. You're going to have to drink from the bottom, which also isn't really going to look that good. See, the issue with this cup is anything that you pour into it is going to start coming out the bottom. This cup is never going to stay filled. It's always consistently going to be empty. And I wonder how many of us kind of feel like this cup when it comes to our life, where we can never quite pour enough into our life to keep going. We never have enough sleep, enough money, enough appreciation, enough security, and all seems to just be dripping out the bottom. And so we find ourselves running on empty. We can't quite get ahead of the curve. We can't quite have enough. We can't quite be satisfied. And so we're running on empty. So the question is, why? Why do we constantly find ourselves not filled, not being satisfied? Why are we always running on empty? So I'm reminded of verse 2 of our text from Isaiah 55. It says, "Why do you spend your money on that which is not food, and your labor on that which doesn't satisfy?" See, the issue with my son's cup was that it had holes at the bottom. It couldn't keep anything. But the issue for us, as we see in our text, is that we are filling ourselves up oftentimes with the wrong things. Problem number two is that oftentimes we're not even filling ourselves with anything at all. When we are filling ourselves, most of the time it's with the wrong things, though. Dunkin' Donuts claims that America runs on Dunkin'. And I think apart from some coffee or donut addicted people, I'm not sure they can back up their claim. But they're getting at a good question. What is it that you run on? What is it that keeps you going? Or to ask it a little bit differently, what is it that satisfies you? See, that last question, that's ultimately the lie that's behind every single temptation that Satan throws our way. It's if you do this, if you say this, if you have this, if you get that, then you'll be satisfied. Then life will be better. And then after we fall into that temptation, we realize that we're not satisfied at all. In fact, we're more desperate and we're more empty than before. So we find ourselves stuck in habitual sin. That we keep thinking maybe this will finally be the answer, and yet it never is. So the more we fill ourselves up with these sins and temptations, the more we find ourselves running on empty. But it's even deeper than just overt sin that's a cause for our emptiness. See, we fill ourselves up with good things, but things that just don't last. For example, maybe you run on appreciation. It's a good thing. It's great to be appreciated for your work. And yet, what happens when you stop hearing those kind words? What happens when you're not noticed anymore? When you can't produce as much as you used to? When your job situation changes? When you retire? When appreciation runs low, we end up running on empty. Maybe you run on security, on having enough in the bank account to not have to worry. And then we're hit with a global pandemic. and the job market and the stock market and the economy are all trying to recover. Maybe your family is blessed with an unexpected gift of a new family member. You're trying to figure out how you're going to make ends meet. Or you have kids and you realize that kids only get more expensive as they get older. You're trying to figure out how we can raise and grow these kids up. Maybe your family's hit with an unexpected loss or a death. And the little bit of security that you thought you had came crumbling down. Come to find out, security isn't something we can really control. So if I'm dependent on that to fill me, I end up running on empty. Maybe you run on entertainment. You know, that's what we're being told is just consume as much as you possibly can through social media, through TV, through whatever form of entertainment that you can. Just spend your day doing that. And while it's nice for a time to get lost in someone else's story, I think we all find ourselves at some point or another sitting there after however many hours and saying, what am I doing with my life? Like, I'm not even playing golf. I'm watching golf on TV or whatever your thing is. There's got to be something more to life than just being entertained. Maybe you run on playing sports or watching sports, talking about sports or any other hobby or group activity that's been canceled or postponed or changed these past few months. And without that thing, you find yourself running more and more on empty. See, the issue oftentimes is that we're filling ourselves with the wrong things. But the second problem is that sometimes we're not filling ourselves up with anything. We're pouring into others, but who's pouring into us? Think especially of those that are in a caregiver situation. You're pouring into them, but no one's pouring into you. Whether you're caring for an elderly or an ill relative or friend, a child with special needs, or quite frankly, any child or children in general. See, as we seek as a society to protect those that are most vulnerable among us, and for good reason, one of the consequences is that those that are caring for the most vulnerable among us now have even less of a break, of a chance to catch their breath, of a chance to be filled. You have parents that are and students that are still recovering from trying to do school online or at home this past spring, and it's August, folks. We got school starting back up in a couple weeks again. There's no time to breathe. Meanwhile, teachers and administrators are coming up with multiple contingency plans for each and every day. And that's on top of a job that's already extremely demanding. In all these caregiving situations, you're pouring yourself into others, but who's pouring into you? You want to do more, you want to serve more, you want to give more, but you don't have anything left to give. You're running on empty. See, in a time where so much is changing, where maybe we're realizing we can't keep up, maybe we're realizing that the stuff we were filling ourselves up with just isn't going to cut it. That's the situation that the children of Israel found themselves in the time of Isaiah. See, they had been filling themselves up with the fact that they were God's chosen people. They lived in the promised land. They worshiped at the temple. And yet, with all these promises that God had given them, they decided, that's not enough. I'm going to fill myself up with something else. And so they chased after false gods and false idols that promised to satisfy. And yet what their idolatry got them was the result that Jerusalem was conquered, the temple destroyed, God's people taken out of the promised land and into exile. Their false gods Their idols had nothing to offer to people that were no longer prosperous, the people that were in exile. And certainly the Israelites themselves had nothing that they could bring to the table. They're in exile in Babylon. Who's pouring into them? They're running on empty. And it is to empty people with nothing to offer that the Lord's invitation comes. Come, everyone who thirsts. Come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Listen diligently to me and eat what is good. Delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. This invitation from God comes to those who are empty, with nothing to offer God but sin and brokenness. Because Christianity has never been about what you can offer, what you can produce, what you can bring to the table. Christianity is about what God has given to you and for you. God says, come, you who have nothing to offer, come, buy and eat. Not just the cheap off-brand stuff. Come, buy and eat the best wine and milk and rich food without cost. God offers abundance and true sustenance free of charge to those who are empty, thirsty, and broken. See, because the price has already been paid. This invitation in Isaiah 55 is only possible because of what happens in Isaiah 52 and 53. We hear about the suffering servant of God who is pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. By his wounds, we are healed. Because the suffering servant empties himself, God's people can be filled and experience the true abundance of God. Now, I'm reminded of a time growing up where I experienced abundance. I think it was in middle school, and I was invited to a birthday party for one of my friends at a movie theater. Now, growing up in St. Louis, the local theater was owned by Werenberg Theaters. And the best thing about Werenberg Theaters was when you go into the movie or you come out of the movie, they have a little basket there waiting for you of free mints. These things were awesome. And so we get there to the movie for the birthday party, and I'm instantly thinking, all right, where's the little basket of mints? And I look around. I don't see any of these little baskets. I'm bummed now, and one of my buddies says, hey, it's around Halloween time right now, so look again. And I look again, and instead of little baskets, they have giant Halloween buckets full of these awesome free mints. There was only one thing that was standing in the way between me and this abundant gift. See, there was an old lady that was making her way to the bucket. And for once in my middle school life, I decided, all right, I'm not going to cut it ahead of her. I'll just stand back here and watch. Let her go first, and then I'll take whatever's left over. And so she walks over to the bucket, and she takes a couple and puts them in her purse. And then she opens her purse up and starts putting handfuls of mints into her purse. And I'm still standing from a distance. I'm absolutely stunned at what is going on. When she turns around and sees me staring, now I don't know what to do. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to embarrass her. And so now we're just locked in this staring contest. So she stares me down and then shouts, "Stuff your pockets, kids!" You see, she was inviting me to experience the abundance of this gift. To this day, that's still one of the greatest invitations I've ever received. That woman is a legend. And yet, her invitation is nothing compared to the abundant generosity of our God. See, God takes stuff your pockets, kids, to a whole new level. He sends his very son, Jesus, to give his life for you so that you could be filled. So to you today who are running on empty, God says, come. Bring your sins, your burdens, your guilt. Lay it all down at the altar of the Lamb of God. Leave it there and be filled with good things. Be filled with forgiveness. Be filled with my Spirit. Be filled with grace, mercy, love, and peace. See, the price has been paid in full by Jesus for you. So come. Stuff your pockets, kids. And this isn't just a one-time deal, a one-time offer. No, the suffering servant of God, his very son, Jesus Christ, came for you, not so that you could be filled once, but so that you could come and be filled each and every day. Your Savior says to you, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. Every time you feel like you're running on empty, God invites you to come. Stuff your pockets, kids, full of his love, his mercy, his grace, and his forgiveness. And so what do we do with the abundant generosity of our God? Well, we don't just shove it all in our purse and hoard it to ourselves. No, the lady at the movie theater was actually on to something. We invite others to share in the abundant blessings of God. Listen again to verse 5 of our text from Isaiah. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that you do not know shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. God fills us not only so that we're provided for, but so that he would shower his abundance on those around us. See, God's invitation to be filled in Christ is an invitation for you. But it's also meant to be extended by you. To all those who are running on empty, to come to the altar of the Lamb of God. To those who are hurting and broken within, Jesus is calling. To those who are overwhelmed by the weight of their sin, Jesus is calling. To those who have come to the end of themselves, who thirst for a drink from the well, Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide because forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Christ. Those are the words of our offertory song that we're going to sing here in a moment. And they're also the words of the daily invitation of your God. Whenever you're running on empty, to come to him. See, when you're pouring into others, who's pouring into you? Jesus is. Jesus is pouring into you at this very altar where you receive his true body and blood given and shed for you, where he fills you up with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Jesus is pouring into you through the waters of baptism, these living waters that flow up into a spring of eternal life, life that begins now. Jesus is pouring into you through his Holy Spirit, comes to you through the Word each and every day. God is pouring into you through his people as they encourage and support you. Whenever you meet with a Stephen minister to care and to listen to you, when you pray with a brother or sister in Christ, when you receive the promise of absolution through the words of your pastor, God is filling you. You don't have to run on empty anymore. Instead of filling your life with temporary fixes, come every day to the altar of the Lamb of God, and there find true life, peace, and rest. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until the day he calls you home.